From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 29th day of January 2014. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service is predicting a day of sunshine with a high near 20 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 2. For Wednesday night, it will be clear with a low around 4 degrees. The wind chill values as low as minus 3. The forecast for the next 3 days is coming up, but first, here's what's in the local news. The Daily Freeman is reporting that unemployment rates in all local counties were lower in December than November. This from a State Department of Labor report of Tuesday, January the 28th. The December 2013 jobless rate was also lower than December 2012 rates. Greene County unemployment last month was 7%, down from 7.3% in November and 9.6% in December 2012. Columbia County's jobless rate was 5.4%, down from 5.5% a month earlier and 7.3% 1 year before. Unemployment also declined in Delaware, Dutchess, Orange, Sullivan, and Ulster counties during the same period. The statewide jobless rate in December was 6.6%. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Freeman. Adam Clayton is reporting in the Register Star that the State Department of Transportation will replace the superstructure of the Route 26 bridge over Claverick Creek in Greenport. Claverick Supervisor Clifford Weigelt expressed dismay on Tuesday after learning the bridge would be closed, limiting access for emergency personnel as well as county residents. The construction is expected to begin next winter with an expected completion date of spring 2016. The state-funded project is slated to cost $4.5 million. That's a story that you will find in today's Register Star. Laura Nahemus is reporting in the Capital, New York, that insurer Emblem Health will pay a $100,000 civil penalty and offer reinstated health insurance to more than 8,000 people as part of a settlement with the state's attorney general. The settlement came following an investigation into the company's improper termination of thousands of health plans in recent years. More than 3.4 million New York residents have plans through Emblem. A New York State law enacted in 2009 requires insurers to extend health coverage to children of its plan members until they reach age 30, 4 years longer than the extension of coverage authorized under the Federal Affordable Care Act of 2010. The Attorney General's investigation showed Emblem failed to follow the state's law. You'll find that full story at Capital New York. And in our final story, Julie Pace is reporting for the Associated Press that President Barack Obama vowed in his State of the Union address to sidestep Congress whenever and wherever necessary to narrow economic disparities between America's rich and poor. He unveiled an array of modest executive actions to increase the minimum wage for federal contract workers and make it easier for millions of low-income people to save for retirement. Obama pressed Congress to revive a stalled immigration overhaul, pass an across-the-board increase in the federal minimum wage, and expand access to early childhood education. Another legislative proposal calls for the expanding of an income tax credit for workers without children. You can read that full Associated Press story in the Times Union. As for today's weather, the National Weather Service is forecasting a sunny day with a temperature high near 20 degrees. Wind chill values will be as low as minus 2 degrees. But Wednesday night, it will be clear with a low around 4 degrees and wind chill values as low as minus 3. The forecast for the next 3 days? On Thursday, it will be sunny with a high near 26 and wind chill values as low as minus 3 degrees. Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers, increasing clouds with a low around 15. On Friday, a chance of snow showers, cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 20. And for Saturday, a chance of snow before 1 p.m., then a chance of rain, mostly cloudy with a high near 40. Saturday night, a chance of snow, cloudy with a low around 28. Sunrise today was at 7:10 a.m. and the sun will set at 5:06 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 56 minutes of daylight. That is a 5-minute increase over yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 29th day of January 2013. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.